From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,050th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
I won't forget heartaches I've earned.
Ernest Tubb and one of his great DECA records next time. Well, thank you, Ernest, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. There's our regular Opry funny man, Archie Campbell, those sweet singing boys, the Jordanaires, our good friend and fishing partner, String Bean, Chet Atkins, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers, and as our special guest, Ernest, that tall, good-looking boy from North Carolina, George Hamilton IV.
Yes, the neighbors and George will be out here to sing us one of his fine songs in just a few minutes.
Well, thank you, Jordanaires. Thanks so much. That was great. But now, it's time we brought our guest out on the stage to introduce him to all you good folks. But actually, I don't think he needs any introduction because he's been coming here to the Grand Ole Opry ever since he was a little boy. He's my good friend and yours, George Hamilton IV. George, welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a pleasure to have you here. You know Ernest Tubb, I reckon.
I sure do. I've liked him for a good many years, Grant. You know, ever since I was a kid, the stars of the Grand Ole Opry have been my ideals.
Oh, that's mighty flattering talk there, George.
Well, it's the truth, Ernest. I'd rather be able to sing a good country song than anything I know of.
Thank you so much, son. And speaking of songs, how about giving us a sample right along about here? David, here he is, George Hamilton IV with his great ABC Paramount recording hit called A Rose and a Baby Ruth.
Do, 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 do. We had a quarrel, a teenage quarrel. Now I'm as blue as I know how to be. I can't call you on the phone. I can't even see you at your home. So I'm sending you this present just to prove I was telling the truth. Dear, I believe this rose and the baby Ruth. I could have sent you an orchid of some kind, but that's all I had in my jeans at the time. But when we grow up, someday I'll show up just to prove I was telling the truth. I'll kiss you too, then I'll hand to you this rose and a baby Ruth.
Do-do-do-do-do. Do 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 do.